Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And as we go from one discussion about the public service and parliament to another one, Rob, I promise we're not trying to replace you. That just happened to be an interesting discussion. But we need to find out what's going on in parliament. How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, Benji?
Rob Hutchinson, of course, from Dear South Africa, talks to us every week about what is going on in Parliament. And what is going on, Rob? We have, I don't know, it's Groundhog Day, Budget Day, I'm not sure which, hopefully not. We're expecting to see the budget. I feel like literally we had this discussion, I don't know if it's tomorrow or Wednesday, and we're going to be trying to do it again. What are we looking at with that?
Yes. Once again, it's a sense of deja vu that's happening here. And budget speech will be happening on Wednesday the 12th. Hopefully, there won't be any cancellations or postponements this time. I don't think they can. It's pretty much set in stone. And it promises to be quite an exciting one, with the talk of an increase in VAT still on the cards, a 2% increase in VAT. And a whole lot of other possibilities surrounding an increase in social grants, dealing with state-owned entities, the budget deficit, and so on and so on, which I think has sparked a lot of debate with the GNU struggling to come to an agreement and on many issues, not only the increase into VAT, but on certain other issues around how government should spend and the division of revenue and so on. I think the biggest topic is, of course, where everybody's waiting anticipation, local and international markets waiting for announcements on increases in VAT, because that will have dramatic effects throughout the process, including probably an increase in interest rates as well. And most definitely will probably cause inflation to increase as well. So there's hopefully talk on countermeasures to control that. Some of those include extending the basket of VAT-free items, non-VATable items. There hasn't been much information about what will now be included in that, but hopefully it'll be some relief for the public on certain increases and monthly expenditures.
Yeah, so I think we'll have to see. There definitely is still some debate happening about a VAT increase, how much of that increase, where it is going. So we're going to have to take some kinds of measures to see that and understand it. Other than the budget, Rob, what else is on the parliamentary agenda at the moment?
That's quite a busy week, actually. Tomorrow, Tuesday, there will be a question and answer session for the president. The president will have to answer some questions that have been posed by other parties. An interesting question, I've actually got the list of questions and read through it. One of the interesting questions has been put through by Julius Malema of the EFF. And he wants to know what the president's role with Elon Musk is, and which he calls
bless Julius, always has an interesting question, if nothing else.
Absolutely, it's entertainment. So you have to see it as that. He calls Elon Musk an unelected businessman, who was used as a diplomatic channel, and he wants to know why the regular relationships, including diplomacy and the questions that get were shifted to a businessman. Clearly, he hasn't been watching U.S. politics and knows the appointment of Elon Musk in any way whatsoever. But it'd be quite interesting to see what the answer to that is, if any at all. Other things that are happening, there are some bills out for comment, something around the NHI, which is quite important, for open for public comment and public participation. And that is around proposed governance regulations, which determine how the fund will be managed, by who it will be managed, what the structures around that are. There will be an advisory panel, who will make up the advisory panel, who makes up the board, and so on, general governance issues. One interesting point in that is the chairperson of the advisory panel must be a retired judge, and it must be appointed by the minister. So that'll be quite an interesting, it will be quite interesting to see how that turns out and who qualifies and who the minister decides to put on the shortlist, which will then be decided by everybody else. But ultimately, the minister appoints the chairperson of the advisory panel, not of the board, but just of the advisory panel.
Well, there we go. That is some of the things that you can look into for this week for Parliament. We're talking to Rob Hutchinson today, as we do every single time this during the week. And we're chatting to him from what is going on in Parliament with Dear South Africa. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. Now, Rob, I just wanted to circle back to the question of the budget and Dear South Africa and your guys' input. Because the kind of project has been interrupted, or the process has been interrupted. So are they actually going to vote on this now tomorrow, or is it like sort of announced and then because previously it was sort of supposed to be he gives a speech and then there's a bit of discussion and then they vote. But now obviously there's been this delay. So what does the process now look like in getting the budget through, assuming that everyone's on agreement?
Well, it'll be as per normal, except what happens after the budget speech is there's normally a discussion. The budget is discussed and the terms or the details are deliberated in Parliament. That'll happen immediately. And there are three bills that are normally put out, a minimum of three bills that are normally put out. Those will be put out immediately on the day. The three bills are the Appropriations Bill, which deals with state-owned entities and so on, and the Division of Revenue Bill, which deals with the allocation of funds to certain areas of governance and certain ministries and so on. And then, of course, the tax bills, which will deal with any amendments, changes, additions, or so on to tax, company tax, personal tax, and of course, in this case, the VAT. Those will all go out on the same day, and those will be out for public comment immediately. Other than that, everything is as normal, if not just condensed into a day instead of a week's deliberations.
Okay, so that's the process and the understanding. And of course, then that would be the opportunity, like organizations like yourself and members of the public and whatever would be able to then have that opportunity to also give input to those bills so that people can, so that the government can take that into account before finalizing anything.
Yes, that's correct. And we must remember the budget speech is just a proposal. It's a budget proposal. So it's not cast in stone. That's why it's put out for public comment and deliberation through Parliament. So you can influence it on the three bills that are put out, and then it will have to be deliberated by Treasury. Valid points will have to be raised, and I'm sure there will be plenty to say around the increased in value-added tax.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be an interesting question. Is it going to be 2? Is it going to be 0.5? Is it going to be anything at all? That is definitely a contention that we are starting to see and we'll discuss. And I guess Rob will give us plenty to chew on in the coming weeks. So if people do want to have a look at what's on the agenda, where can they do that?
They can have a look either on Treasury's website, or they can go straight to dearsouthafrica.co.za. All the documents will be there shortly, including the speech, a transcript of the speech that was supposed to be presented earlier on in the month. Everything will be there. The tax bills will be available. Division of Revenue bills will be available, and the appropriations will also be available as soon as they are published.
And maybe even Julius Malema's question around Musk. So we will carry on finding out about that. Rob, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll chat you again next week.
Fantastic, Benji. Have a wonderful week further.
There we go. That is Rob Hutchinson speaking to us from Dear South Africa, as he does every single week. Brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who puts the show together. Craig, who pushes all the big red buttons. Vusi is on the sound. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week, please do join us again next week on The New Blue Review.